Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yevamos Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes. What we're going to do is we're going to teach the words, then we'll go back and explain. Mishaya Nosui L'Shtei Yisoyim Es Ketanis. Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana. They are not related. Rachel and Chana are not sisters. They were both Yisoyimais that their mothers or brothers married off. Rachel's mother married off Rachel to Reuven when she was a Ketana. Chana's mother did the same for Chana. So now both Rachel and Chana are Yisoyimais Ketanis married to Reuven. V'mes, Reuven dies without children. So Rachel and Chana fall Liyivim to Shimon. Bo Yavim al Rishayna. Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. And then he does something which he shouldn't have done. B'chazri ba al Ashniyah. He's Miyavim Chana also. Oishaba Achiv al Ashniyah. Or Levi, another brother, takes in Chana. Loi Pasal al Rishayna. That does not affect in any way Rachel's marriage to Shimon. Shimon can stay married to Rachel. V'chein l'shtei chershai. Same would be if Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana and both were deaf mutes. It's also a drabanadika marriage. Reuven dies without children. Shimon is miyavim Rachel, one of the deaf mutes. Then he did something which he shouldn't have done. He was miyavim Chana. But that doesn't affect Rachel's marriage. Because in both cases, once Shimon is Miyavim Rachel, Chana falls out of the picture. She's no longer a Yavama. Shimon went and tried to marry her. We consider that an act of znus. It doesn't affect Shimon's marriage to Rachel. Not only that, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, says the Mishnah. Suppose Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana. Both are derabbanan d'ka marriages, but for different reasons. Rachel is a Yesoima, and Chana is a Chereshes. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Ketana v'Chereshes. Reuven is married to Rachel v'Ketana, that her mother married off. And Chana v'Chereshes, both are marriages midrabanan. Reuven dies without children. Ba Yaveim al Ketana. Shimon is miyaveim Rachel v'Ketana. And then v'chazo ba l'Chereshes, then he tries to marry also Chana the deaf mute. Or Levi, a third brother, took the Chereshes. Loi Pasal Esektana. Shimon's marriage to Rachel is not affected. He can stay married to her. But in this case, where Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, Rachel is the Ketana that her mother married off, and Chana is the Chereshes. Reuven dies without children. If ba yavim alei chereshes, if Shimon first comes on Chana's, first miyavim Chana, who is the chereshes? V'chazar yibah laktana, and then he tries to marry Rachel, oisha ba achiv alaktana, or Levi, a third brother, thinks he's being Miyavim Rachel and marries her. Pasal es hachereshes. Now, Chana, the chereshes, the first woman that Shimon was Miyavim, is going to become pasal to him. And she's going to have to leave the marriage. Now let's go back and explain. In a regular case, let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, and it was a regular marriage. They're neither Yesoimais or Chereshes. Reuven dies without children. Shimon cannot be Miyavim both Rachel and Chana. It's one or another. The Torah says, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv, Chazal darshan bayis echad hu baina ve'eina baina shnei batim. And if Rachel and Chana were regular gedolos, regular diraisidic marriages, neither was a yesoimah, neither was a deaf mute, and Reuven dies without children, so we understand if Shimon is miyavim Rachel, Once he's Miyavim Rachel, the Zika connection falls off the Chana. And if Shimon tries to marry Chana, it doesn't change anything. It's an act of snus, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't affect the marriage between Shimon and Rachel. Now, what changes because of the fact that Rachel and Chana are only married midrabanan to Reuven, either because they're a yesaimen that their mother or brother married off, or because they're chereshes? And the answer is, most of the time nothing changes, but sometimes yes. On the one hand, you can ask the question, is there a difference between a yesaimen and a chereshes? And you could answer, no, they're both married midrabanan. And that's true. And that's the reason that if Rachel and Chana were both Yisaimais, that their mother married off, or Rachel and Chana were both deaf mutes, that they got married through a Takana de Rabbanan, no problem. Nothing changes. It's the same as if Rachel and Chana were married midiraisa. Reuven dies without children, Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. Chana falls out of the picture as soon as the Yivim to Rachel goes through. And if Shimon marries Chana afterwards, or tries to marry Chana afterwards, he wasn't allowed to, but it doesn't affect in any way the marriage to Rachel. We don't say, oh, Rachel can't stay married because he was also Miyavim Chana, and now she's a sister of a Yivama. No, Chana's not a Yivama. Once Shimon was Miyavim Rachel, Chana falls out of the picture. There's no Zika, there's no Yivim connection. Problem, or the complication is if one of them is a Yisayim and the other is a Chedeshes. So let's go back to our question. Is being married to a Yisayim and a Chedeshes the same thing? In a way, yes, they're both Midrabanan. But is it the same kind of a Midrabanan? And the answer is no. And here's the difference. Chazal made a takana that a Chedeshes can get married, a deaf mute can get married. It's not a marriage min ha-toira, but it's a special kinyan the Chazal put into place. We know, we're not waiting to see what's going to happen with the Chedeshes. Nothing is going to change. It is what it is. He's allowed to live with her. He's allowed to marry her. It's a drabonadika marriage. A yesoima that a mother or brother married off is different. We don't say it's like a half a marriage. We say it's a suffix full marriage, suffix no marriage. The Mefarshim explained, because the Ketana could either stay married with him, or she could be Mamayan, so the nature of the marriage of a Ketana is the unknown. And every Yesoima, we look at it this way. Her mother married her off? Good. It's Mutra, Pi Halacha. Chazal set up this Takana. But is this Yesoima married to her husband? Maybe 100% yes, maybe 0%, maybe absolutely not. You understand the difference? A chereshes is what it is. Call it a 50% marriage. It's a special takana that Rabbanan made. It's not going to change. The ketana marriage is either a 100% marriage or it's a 0% marriage. So if Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana, one is a ketana, one is a chereshes. What's really happening over here? What's really happening is we say Reuven and Rachel, maybe Rachel is 100% his wife, maybe Rachel is 0% his wife. So Reuven is either married 100% to Rachel or 0% to Rachel. It's a suffix. And as far as Chana, the Chereshes is concerned, Reuven is married to Chana 50%. So now, Reuven dies without children. Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. So who's Shimon being Miyavim now? Either the 100% or the 0%. Either way, Shimon can marry Rachel. If it's 100% marriage, fine, he's Miyavim. So she was 100% married to Reuven. She's a regular Yavama. Shimon is Miyavim, his brother's wife, when his brother died without children. Let's say Rachel and Reuven had a 0% marriage, because it's always that possibility with the Yisayma. So Rachel was never married to Reuven. If Rachel was never married to Reuven, So Shimon can marry her anyway. So we have no problem with Shimon's marriage to Rachel. Now, Shimon turned around. He did something he shouldn't have done. L'maisa, he did it. He marries Chana also. Chana the Chereshes. There's no problem. Shimon's marriage or attempted marriage to Chana doesn't change Rachel's status. Because let's say Rachel was 100% marriage. Okay, so it's a regular Yavama. What's the din by Yavama? Once Shimon is Miyavim, one Yavama, the other Yavama falls out of the picture. Let's say the other possibility, that Rachel to Reuven was a 0% marriage. So fine. So Shimon was married to Rachel, a total stranger. Now he marries Chana. That doesn't affect Rachel. Now, I can't allow Shimon to stay married to Chana in both cases. Because maybe Rachel is a Yavama. And you can't have a second wife from the brother. But for sure, Shimon's marriage to Chana doesn't change what happened to Rachel. Again, Shimon is Miyavim de Ketana first. Either she's a Yavama or she's a stranger of a wife. No Shaychus to Reuven, Shimon marries her. The fact that Shimon turns around now and is Miyavim Chana does not affect Rachel. Here's my problem. Reuven's married to Rachel and Chana. Rachel is the Yisoyim and Chana is the Chereshes. And Shimon is Miyavim the Chereshes first. Now I don't have a mamon of shach one way or another. Now Shimon takes in a Yavama on a certain level, on a Drabanadika level. Where does that leave Rachel? No question about it, Shimon should have not married Rachel now. But he does. And there's a possibility that Rachel was 100% married to Reuven, a real Dereisidika marriage. If that's the case, when Shimon was first Miyavim Chana, I don't say that Rachel totally falls out of the picture. Because Chana was Midrabana and Rachel's Midraisa. You're right, it could be Rachel's marriage to Reuven was nothing. Because by Yisoyim it's either 100% or 0, but I'm not sure. So by Shimon taking Chana first, and then turning around, and he tries to be Miyavim Rachel, and he's with Rachel, I'm going to have to ask Chana to leave. Because I have to take in the possibility that Chana, because being that I know for sure that Chana was 50% married to Reuven, by the Chereshes there's no maybe, this is what it is. And Rachel could have been 100% married to Reuven. So the fact that Shimon is Miyavim Chana the 50%, that doesn't automatically disconnect the 100% Rachel Yavama. So they're both Yavamais. So it could be Shimon was Miyavim Rachel, and could be Rachel was married to Reuven 100%, and could be Rachel is the Yavama min ha-toyre. If that's the case, then Chana has to leave because she's the sister of a Yavama. That's the problem if he's Miyavim the Chereshes first. Okay, now let's see again the words of the Mishnah inside. Just remember the rule. A Yesayma is maybe 100%, maybe 0%. A Chereshes is 50%. So Misha Yenosu l'shtei Yisoymes Ketanois, Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, let's see, both were Yisoymes. V'mes, Reuven dies without children. Bo'yovim al Rashayna, Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. V'chazri ba'alashniya, then he comes on Chana. Oysha ba'achar ba'alashniya, or for that matter, Levi is Miyavim Chana. Loi pasal eser Rashayna. The fact that he lived with Chana, that in no way has any effect on Rachel. V'chein l'shtei chersh, same is true. If Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana, they were both deaf mutes. They were both 50% marriages. Reuven dies without children. Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. Then he turns around and does what he shouldn't have done, but he's Miyavim Chana, but it doesn't affect the marriage to Rachel. Because what works for one works for the other. If the marriage of a Yisayim is considered 100%, so fine, Shimon was Miyavim Rachel, that's 100% Yavama, Chana falls out of the picture. Taking in Chana afterwards is not a Yavim problem, he had no right to do it, but it doesn't affect anything. If a marriage to Yisayim is 0%, so fine, Shimon had a right to marry Rachel, then Rachel wasn't married to Reuven. Then he marries Chana, so really, if I knew for sure it was 0%, he would be able to stay married to Chana, but I don't know, so he can't stay with Chana, but it surely doesn't affect Rachel. If both Rachel and Chana were deaf mutes, so fine, both are 50% marriages. It's not a suffix. Again, no problem. Shimon is Miyavim Rachel. Chana falls out of the picture. whatever the koyach of Yivum is with the Chiresh, it's the same for both. I had no right to marry Chana, but it doesn't affect the marriage to Rachel. Let's say, says the Mishnah, Vayter Ktana the Chireshes. Rachel was a Ktana and Chana was a Chireshes. Yibo Yavim al Ktana. If the Yavim first, if Shimon was first, Miyavim Rachel, V'chaz Yibo al Chireshes, then on Chana the Chireshes. Or Shabo Achiv al Chireshes, or Levi took in the Chireshes, Loi Pasal as a Ktana. It doesn't pass to Rachel. Because again, I have that Meman of Shach with Rachel. If a Yisayim is called 100% married, so fine, Shimon is Meyavim, Rachel, Chana falls out of the picture. She's not a Yavama. Shimon marries Chana, it's not two Yavamas, it's nothing. If the Yisayim marriage of Rachel to Reuven is a 0% marriage, again, so Rachel was never Yavama. Shimon Stam marries Rachel. There's no Shaychus to Chana. Marrying Chana doesn't change the status to Rachel. Where's going to be my problem? If Boyove Malachereshes, Reuven dies without children. Rachel's the Yisayim, Chana's the Chereshes. Shimon is first Miyavim the Chereshes. Ooh, now I'm stuck. If he turns around, V'chazri Bala Ktana, if Shimon takes in Rachel afterwards, or Levi, now I'm in trouble. Now Shimon cannot stay married to Chana. Because maybe the marriage from Rachel to Reuven was 100%. And now Shimon, that you were Miyavim Rachel, or even if Levi was Miyavim Rachel, then Chana is a second Yavama. You can't have a second Yavama. There's that Isser of Shnei Batim. And Memela Chana would have to leave.